Quite literally, the goals are a-coming. That's nice.
Thanks.
Well, we asked the nation if they wanted to hear this hat-trick. It's the fastest hat-trick in English football, is that right?
Yeah, it's not a world record, though.
What is a world record?
The world record was at 2 minutes and 14 seconds by someone called James O'Connor in 1967 Dublin.
And James Haytus was what?
2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, 6 seconds out.
So close, yet so far.
So far away. Another Dire Straits song.
It's been Dire Straits mongers, hasn't it?
So far away from me.
And that fella yesterday on the show was a Dire Straits impersonator. Madness.
No, that's another group entirely. 8:05. Do you want to hear the goals then?
Yep.
Congratulations, James Hayter. No, I can't. No, hang on. No, I can't play that.
You can't play that because that's stereotyping.
Driven over by the corner flag. Back it goes to Stock. Early cross from him. Hayter's downward header! And Bournemouth do have a four! And it's substitute James Hayter. 5 minutes from time. Pinpoint cross from Brian Stock. Downward header from Hayter into the bottom left corner. Bournemouth 4, Wrexham 0.
So pleased for James. You know, just had a little boy at the weekend. First child, and talking to his dad before the game and saying how nice it would be if he could, you know, finish it off further the week with a goal. And he's done it. Fantastic, James.
4-0 to the Cherries, and beyond the wildest dreams, I would think, of most of the 6.5 or so thousand crowd inside Dean Court this evening. 4-0 they lead, kicked on by Steve Burgess in the third minute. 1-0 then. And Hayter onside again. Chance for a fifth. James Hayter. It's 5! Dean Court on its feet. 2 in a minute for James Hayter. Bournemouth lead Wrexham by 5-0.
Oh, you can't believe it. Just talking about one goal being a fantastic celebration for him, but now he's got 2 to remember the night by.
Well, where was the Wrexham defence? Absolutely nowhere is the answer. 3 run for Hayter. Everybody looked at the linesman. No flag from him. And Hayter slots the ball under Andy Dibble. Unchallenged. It's 5-0. An absolute rout at Dean Court. Edwards, Wrexham, short. Can they find some pride from this game? And I'm afraid most of the 100 or so of Wrexham fans have headed for the exit. What a night at Dean Court of Division 2 football. You've heard it all on BBC Radio Solent. We've still got 4 minutes left. Can they make it 6?
Well, you wouldn't bet against it at the moment.
James Hayter could score again. It would have to be the quickest hat-trick in history, surely. Even if it took him till the 90th minute. He's got 2 in a minute. On 85 minutes and 85 and a half. Elliott down the right-hand side. Runs away for him, though, on the right corner of the penalty area. Given away, and Wrexham will come away with Darren Ferguson. Wrexham are serious playoff contenders, absolutely smashed to pieces by the Cherries this evening. Rampant display from Sean O'Driscoll's side, the perfect riposte from the disaster at Brighton on Saturday. They were awful was awful from Wrexham, and now it's 3-on-2, and it's Cummings through the middle. Recovering challenge from Edwards.
James,
he's onside! Hayter!
He's got it!
It's absolutely unbelievable! James Hayter has a 3-minute hat-trick at Dean Court. Bournemouth 6, Wrexham 0. It's unbelievable.
Whee, well done. James Hayter, 3 goals, 2 minutes and 20. It's an absolute rout. Well done. Unbelievable. They're saying, cheers, you've got to kill the...